Our guest in the studio with us this morning, as promised, from the Council on Aging, Director of Development and Communications, Emma Wilson. Emma, good morning.
Good morning,
nice
Mark.
To have you here with us
you
this
too.
Morning. Hey, let's talk a little bit about something that you just recently had, your March for Meals program, your March for Meals little kind of a fundraiser, if you will, and sort of a way of getting the word out about what you're doing. Talk to us about that event. How did that go?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was the 22nd annual March for Meals.
Yeah.
And that is a nationwide, really, awareness campaign through March for Meals America.
Uh-huh.
And we just wanted to take the opportunity to gather people at our office and have them learn more about the impact of Meals on Wheels, but also some of the challenges that we're currently facing. And so we really wanted to take the opportunity to make the community more aware, specifically of our wait list.
Yeah.
And so it started in the fall that we stopped taking on new clients due to funding constraints. Mm-hmm. And since that time, our wait list has grown to just under 150 seniors.
Wow.
It's 149
wow.
homebound individuals that are waiting for Meals on Wheels service.
All right, so we're going to do our own little March for Meals
yes.
right here on the radio. We want to let people know what's going on regarding, and I have been a guest writer on with Meals on Wheels before, so I've seen what a difference it makes. I've seen firsthand. It's one thing to talk about it. It's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to see it firsthand.
Absolutely.
I've seen what a difference it makes, and that many times it's much more than the meal.
It is.
It's the social interaction.
It is. And
or a health check, if you will.
Exactly. And it's really both. And so more than a meal is definitely a tagline that rings extremely true with Meals on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, our nutrition services director, he actually quoted at March for Meals a really significant portion. I think he said around 15 to 20% of our clients actually said that the volunteers that come and deliver meals are the only person that they see for an entire week.
Yeah.
And social isolation, it really contributes to cognitive decline, physical decline. And so we're really wanting to be comprehensive in how we're supporting these seniors, not just through nutrition, but also through that social interaction and also through that kind of general health and safety check when a volunteer goes into their home.
And what you just told us a minute ago, that due to funding restraints, there mm-hmm. are almost 150 people that currently need that service that can't get it. And that's,
yes.
that's, and I say, those are just the people that are asking for it.
Exactly. And so this is really due to, as with anything, multiple different factors.
Uh-huh.
And so the primary one being that we are going to lose American Rescue Plan Act
yeah.
or ARPA funding, essentially COVID money.
Yeah.
We are losing that at the end of this fiscal year. And that accounted for about $175,000 per year
yeah.
while we had that funding.
Okay.
And so we knew we were losing that funding. And I think everyone is aware of the increasing cost of food and gas. Our general operation is starting to become more expensive.
Sure.
And at the same time, you know, we've also received word that the hospital that we receive the majority of our meals from is going to be increasing our meal cost by 10 cents per meal.
Right.
And
which doesn't sound like that much.
It doesn't.
But you serve a lot of meals.
Yeah, we serve.
So it adds up.
75,000 meals
wow.
on average per year. And so we kind of immediately are expecting a operation cost to increase by at least $7,500.
Sure, sure. Like I said, it adds up.
It does. And so I think that, you know, my whole goal here is really just awareness.
Okay.
I know that we have a really generous community. And this is a new situation. We just put this wait list on in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the more people that are aware of this, it's really going to help us address it head on.
Okay.
Because the government funding is really kind of plateauing.
Mm-hmm.
And the grant funding is something that I personally was brought on to procure for us.
Yep.
But I really think that, again, this generous community is something we can really rely on. And unrestricted funding or funding that has, again, no restrictions,
right,
like government funding. It has so many restrictions that we have to abide by.
Sure, the red tape. Yep.
But these open donations, we can make the decisions on where this goes for the longevity of our organization and for Meals on Wheels.
So what can we as a community do to help support and help to slowly help that wait list number decrease?
Yeah, absolutely. So one, I think just talking about it, I think the more people that are aware that we have this growing wait list, the more people will be called to respond.
Okay.
And of course, like I said, unrestricted open donations obviously go a really long way. Mm-hmm. So $200 will feed a homebound senior for a month. It will cover their Meals on Wheels service for a month.
Wow.
But I recognize that $200 is not feasible for many people.
Mm-hmm.
But really, even just $10 a month, because we have a gentleman who donates just that, just $10 a month. And it's those recurring, consistent donations.
You know it's coming in.
We know it's coming in. We can budget around it in really a more feasible and long-term way. Mm-hmm. And so while that might not sound like it makes a large impact, it makes a really large impact. More than your $10, it allows us to know and plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, donations, but we also have some kind of fun ways to support Meals on Wheels.
Okay.
We're continuing March for Meals kind of through the entire month.
Okay.
And so we have two community partners. One of them is Sips and Sweets, Boba mm-hmm. and Bakery. They are on Church Street in Hendersonville.
Okay.
And they are donating 10% of their proceeds from this entire month March for Meals.
That's pretty great.
It is. It's wonderful. And actually, the co-owner of that establishment is our logistics coordinator.
Uh-huh.
And so probably right now, she is driving our van to go pick up all of the meals from the hospital and bring them back to the office so that we can pack and deliver them. And so Sips and Sweets, obviously, is we have a really special place in our hearts for that,
sure, of course,
for that company. And so that's one way you can support us, is just going and getting a cookie or some boba. And mm-hmm. you know that 10% of that money is going to Meals on Wheels.
Also, your thrift store, that is a huge source of funding for you.
Yes. And so that goes beyond March, obviously. We have two thrift stores, one in Hendersonville off of Spartanburg Highway
mm-hmm.
and one in Etowah. And our thrift stores account for just under 25% of our organization's entire revenue.
Wow.
And so they are really, really integral to mm-hmm. our ability to serve as many seniors as we do.
Sure.
And so as spring is here, spring cleaning is upon us.
Yep.
And so if people could just consider donating those items to a Council on Aging thrift store, shopping at our thrift stores, all of the proceeds from those sales go directly back into our programs.
And the Council on Aging thrift store is on Spartanburg Highway.
Yes.
Just up from, just beside Norm's Minute Mart, right
it
there.
It is, yeah. And we just got a lovely little makeover. Our windows are all decked out for spring. And
should
really be able to see us from the road.
Yeah, it's a great thrift store.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, and we're expanding in a lot of different ways with our thrift stores. They've changed a lot in the last couple of years, and I have always been someone who loves thrifting. So when I joined this organization and learned we had two thrift stores, I was super stoked.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Again, we want to remind folks, we're speaking with Emma Wilson, Development and Communications for the Council on Aging. We're talking specifically kind of Meals on Wheels right now. I mean, you do a whole lot more than that, but Meals on Wheels is really kind of where the need is right now, with that just under 150 people on a waiting list. This is not a call for drivers.
No.
This is a call for support.
It is.
And sharing the information and letting people know.
It is. And we have one other community partner for the month, and it's Sawyer Springs Vineyard.
Yes.
They are located just off of Howard Gap Road. And this Saturday, the 23rd, they are going to be holding a benefit day, and they are going to donate 30% their proceeds from that day to Meals on Wheels.
Fantastic.
So they're going to have live music that starts at 2:00. There'll be a food truck. Of course, there's great wine.
Uh-huh.
And so that is another just more fun way to support our Meals on Wheels program.
And knowing that 30% of the revenue coming in that day is going right to Council on Aging's Meals on Wheels program.
Absolutely.
Wow. So where can we go to learn more? Can we go to the Council on Aging website?
Absolutely, yeah. So our website is coahc.org. And you can read about our Meals on Wheels program. You can go to our blog and read about the March for Meals event and what that consisted of. And then, of course, you can sign up to volunteer, and you can also donate on our website as well.
Sure, sure. And, of course, you've got the shop downtown right now. Say the name of that one again.
That's Sips and Sweets.
Sips and Sweets.
Yep, they're, Sips and Sweets on Church Street.
They're donating to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winery this coming Saturday.
Yes.
And that again is?
Sawyer Springs Vineyard.
Okay.
Right off of Howard Gap Road.
All right, so those are two great ways. And then, of course, your thrift stores.
Yes.
One on Spartanburg Highway here. Where's the other thrift store?
The other one is in Etowah.
That's what I thought. So if you're in that end of town, and where exactly in Etowah is that thrift store?
That's a great question. It's right by the post office and the Dollar General.
Yep, I know exactly where it is.
Yeah, in that kind of like shopping center. It's the only thrift store in Etowah, if you put in Etowah thrift store, it's going to be ours.
You're going to be right there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Emma, thank you for sharing this information.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You do, of course, on a daily basis as well. And let's see if we can't keep the word out, and let's see if we can't slowly change the number on that waiting list.
Thank you so much.
All right, but right now it's about funding.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's about funding. So,
funding and general support.
So go to the website, coahc.org.
Yes,
and find out more. All righty. Emma, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Mark.
Take care. Happy first day of spring.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad it's here.
First official
I'm
day
ready.
Of spring. I know. Changes everything, doesn't it? All right. Once again, folks, Council on Aging and Meals on Wheels, you can find out more. Help support them, by the way, with their these businesses that are supporting them this month. Visit their thrift stores, one on Spartanburg Highway, one in Etowah, and of course the website, coahc.org.